This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. We're having a bit of a discussion today about the Android boxes that are, you know, in some people's homes and how there's a fight on against these Android boxes. As we said earlier on, Datuk Hans Isaac, the chairman of Finas, is in the red corner, whilst the consumers of Malaysia are in the blue corner. Who's going to come out on top? We don't know. We have a poll running, though, as to whether or not you've used or thought of using an Android TV box. So far, the numbers are?
45 yes, 42 no, and 13. Never heard of it.
Also, if you'd like to join the conversation and question is about whether or not the homeowner should be responsible or held accountable for digital piracy. If you want to get involved with that, then WhatsApp number is 018-789-8899 for WhatsApp. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Over to Audrey.
All right, more anonymous feedback. Here's one that says, guys, we have to move on with time and technology. Let's not limit ourselves. We've got another one here who says, do people even know what an Android TV box is? It's basically an Android device connected to the TV, but unfortunately it runs apps that allow piracy. These apps can also be found and downloaded on regular Android phones. Should we then ban Android phones as well? Pretty much what we said earlier, Rich.
That's part of the reason we threw up the poll as well, to find out how many of you actually knew what these things were. 13% of people polled have said they never heard of it, whilst 45% of them have said yes, they've heard of it and know what it is.
Yeah. Another one here that says, you know, regarding Android boxes, we don't need Android boxes to download movies, TV shows, etc. We can do it on our laptops, phones, tablets, cast it to the TV on Chromecast. So will all of these be illegal as well?
I think that's something we kind of touched upon earlier as well. It's like we said, you can't just go after one thing.
Another one here from Alan, who says, you know, those Android boxes streaming can be rather unreliable, have slow speeds and stop loading at certain times of the day. I guess, you know, his friends must have told him about that.
But they do work in the rain.
Oh, ouch. And there's one here from Maggie, and this is about the gene bragging story. She says, if I caught my grandchildren doing this gene thing without prior permission or parental regulations, they might find themselves out of the family tree.
That's a good point, actually. What about the kids, though, who find out that their parents have posted it without their permission as well? Right.
Yeah.
At some point, that's going to happen, isn't it?
Yep.
Right,
yep.
Arvid, you got a couple of tweets?
Yeah, so this comes from Zuril, who says, no, and it is not easy to do the enforcement on digital piracy. Streaming digital pirated content is an international issue which can only be solved with cheap subscription business models like Spotify or Netflix. Other countries are paying cheaper monthly subscriptions, which we can adopt.
And we have a suggestion here that says, to stop people from using these unlicensed streaming platforms, Astro may want to bring down their prices.
Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah.
Shall we move on very briefly whilst we leave that to kind of settle? The dust will settle. Hero landing. Okay, moving on to our final, just a bit of fun, this final story, because I think we're probably going to get back to this topic of discussion. It's about something that I picked up the other day. I don't know if you remember a while ago I was talking to you about how nice it would be if you could, for those of you that wear contact lenses, if you could have contact lenses that first were like those transition sunglasses. Remember me talking about that?
Yeah.
Remember that? And I thought, oh, that'd be a really cool idea. I wish somebody had come out with that. Turns out after 10 years, somebody already has, and they've been released very, very recently. But somebody have stepped up even further. Scientists have created a robotic lens that is controlled by small eye movements, including double blinks to zoom in and out. So most robots are controlled manually or pre-programmed, but the lenses mimic the natural electric signals in the human eyeball that are active even when the eye itself is closed. So researchers from the University of San Diego harnessed this natural charge to control the lens. So they measured the electrical potential of the eye, called the electro-oculographic signal. Of course, we all knew that phrase, right?
Sure,
of course.
Sure.
And then made lenses that would respond to that activity. So the lead researcher said, even if your eye cannot see anything, many people can still move their eyeball and generate this electro-oculographic signal. Meaning the lens is made from polymers that expand when electric current is applied. Almost wishes makes some people wish they had the need to wear contact lenses.
Yeah.
Double blinking to zoom in.
Wait, so if you're driving and you double blink,
Oh dear.
Or you have something in your eye.
Oh dear.
And you double blink.
Oh dear.
And all of a sudden someone's face is like here.
Look, guys, it's early days yet. You know, I'm just saying I'm excited about the idea.
I'm excited about it. Yeah.
But also enhanced. That part about, you know, being able to do that with your eyes closed. Mm-hmm. So you're blinking with your eyes closed.
Ah, good point, right? So if you're driving, you're hoping you're not going to close your eyes whilst you're driving, right? So maybe you do that kind of, you know, squint.
If only everyone squint. Could see you right now.
Thankfully they cannot.
They cannot. If only they had these eyes.
If only. I'm going to poke you in yours in a minute. Right, let's get back to the topic of the day. That was the fun story of the day, of course, about lenses that actually zoom in by double blinking or double squinting, perhaps. Perhaps not such a good idea after all.
Yeah. Especially if you're operating like machinery and stuff.
Although, imagine if you're a surgeon or something like that, and maybe that could be a use for them. You know?
Yeah, you don't want to double blink.
I would be wary about my surgeon using
double blinking contact lenses,
especially if it's plastic surgery or cosmetic surgery, and they're like
lunchtime, Arvin. Lunchtime.
Here's your nose. Oops.
There it goes.
There it goes.
Right. The topic of discussion. Fun Friday indeed. Mm-hmm. Topic of discussion today, of course, is about this story about the Android box and the streaming, and whether or not homeowners should be held accountable for consuming pirated content. This is after the chairman of FINAS, the National Film Development Corporation of Malaysia, has said he's putting a paper together to propose that owners of the house are responsible for the use of illegal Android boxes.
They're not just putting together a paper, they're actually creating a war room, right? They said that there's going to be a war room and they're going to watch and they're going to take action, and it sounds like, super semangat lah, you know?
Yeah. I said, a lot of bluster.
Yeah, to come up with the solution.
Yeah.
We have a text here who's someone, I think, who should remain anonymous, says, FINAS should be careful of the Streisand effect.
Oh,
right, mm-hmm. right. The Streisand effect, for those who don't know, is a phenomenon where you try to hide, remove, or you censor a piece of information or something, and it has the unintended consequences of having more publicity, and it usually because of the internet.
The teenager effect, you know, don't do something and they do something.
They do something.
They definitely do something.
And that's the thing, we're all talking about it right now, aren't we? Mm-hmm. You know, so.
Yeah, there's more feedback. Someone here says, I don't blame FINAS for saying this. Just look at all the politicians who just say what they like, even if it's nonsensical.
In Malaysia? Oh.
Yeah.
Is that what they're talking about? Malaysian politicians?
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Another one here, Android boxes should be here to stay. It will be 100 years before we get adult content on TV. Like uncensored content.
Game of Thrones.
I'm sure that's what they meant, yes.
On a serious note, the world now is smaller due to globalization. Government should allow free streaming of channels from other countries. Android boxes even gives you Sky TV in UK, when even in the UK, it's subscription-based.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Speaking of the Streisand effect, never heard of it on the poll, has gone from 13% to 11%.
Because they're now hearing about it.
Now they know what the Android box is.
A few minutes left if you want to take part in that poll. About 5 minutes before we have to wrap up. In fact, 3 minutes before we have to wrap up for the show. Anyway, so this is where we are. This is the discussion that we've been having. You know, of course, this has all come after a piece of the chairman saying that he's putting a paper together, they're creating a war room, as Audrey says, to come down heavy and hard on the Android boxes. Have you? I can't ask you if you ever used one, can I? Let's keep it anonymous here in the studio. Audrey, have you ever used an Android box, or know anybody that has?
Gee, thanks. Arvin told me about his.
Oh,
I don't know if you have.
See,
one.
See, I use it to legally stream Netflix, which I subscribe for, which the top tier plan. So
squirming much?
I have banking statements to show my membership proof.
I'm sorry, I just tai chi'd your way.
Yeah, that was good. Sure. Well done with it.
We have more feedback. Someone here says, you know, you have to consider the basic income of users as well. I don't think many people have the option with our minimum salary to pay for stuff like this, considering today's living costs.
That's definitely an issue. But as we've said before, you know, lowering the fees sometimes doesn't have the intended effect that we want. You know,
yeah.
With that being said, and it was a story that we spoke about earlier in the week, or maybe late last week, Thursday of last week, how Netflix have lowered their subscription prices over in India to attract a lot more people to using mobile devices to stream their services.
Mobile-only subscriptions.
Maybe that is a solution that you could look at. But then again, like you said, Arv, if you're using Android on your phone and you're using the mobile-only subscription, you can just Chromecast it using
TV.
Android.
If you don't care about HD or SD and stuff, then you know.
Unlike you, who has a top-tier selection on your Android.
On the Netflix, on the Netflix.
We should probably wrap up, shouldn't we?
Sure.
It's been a fabulous discussion today. We've come to the conclusion that it's going to be very difficult for this to be, first, implemented, and then, secondly, what's the word I'm searching for?
Enforced?
That's the word I'm looking
Maybe
for.
Maybe consolidate on your own media box. Like, what if they had a legal Android box that consolidated,
that
like, you know, Astro
great, right?
and Netflix and stuff? Legally, you know, make deals with the content providers and stuff. I don't know how feasible it is, but it kind of makes more sense than going after each and every person.
We got to wrap up, ladies and gents. Of course, we started off with that story.
Yeah, we spoke about how Finas is proposing a paper to sort of go after homeowners and people who stream illegally in their homes.
Then we did that story about Gene bragging and how you should expect to see more of it on Instagram soon. And you know why it's not cool? Because being complimentary about someone who shares the same genes as you is just basically complimenting yourself. Right?
Yeah. Blink and you'll miss it. New contact lenses that allow you to zoom in. Right, that's all the time we have for today. Have yourselves a lovely weekend. We've got the Breakfast Grill replay coming up in just a couple of minutes. It is with Kevin Ramalingam, the CEO of the Malaysian Football League, the MFL. The Breakfast Grill, managed to speak to him this morning. We'll be back same time, same place on Monday on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.